A very special thanks to our $5 fans, Alexander Dipkaliuk, Alexandru Pavelescu, Andy Birch, Aurelia Jones, Brendan Atkins, Brian Walsh, Kristen Fair, David Giancursio, Dennis Bailey, Donnie Brower, Dunstan Yunes, James Clary, Jared May, Jared Spool, Jason Cosper, Jeff Youngstrom, Johan Bertson, Johnny Lotz, Juan Pablo Gomez, Kelly Anderson, Kevin Cup, Kyle Stevens, Lutz Selka, M. Jason, Matt Hall, Matt Howie, Matthew Norman, Michael Toffius, Nathan Dyer, Nathan Gathright, Patrick McCracken, Pavan Rajam, Richard Gill, Sharon Falk, Stephanie Froner, Todd Libby, Tonks Konecny, Tony Santos, Wolfgang Mittelmeier, and Zach Spear.
We're back.
We are back.
We're back.
It's been a little while.
It has been. We were on vacation.
Yeah, on a few vacations. I think I had a birthday. I got older. There was Thanksgiving.
We're all getting older.
There was Christmas. There was New Year's. There was Hanukkah.
Oh, Lord, so many.
Lord.
And bless them all. Bless all the holidays.
Thank God for the holidays.
Thank whoever God you might pray to or not pray to.
Yeah.
For all the holidays. I need it. I needed a break.
I needed a break.
Did
we truly get one?
I did.
Okay, that's nice.
I mean, I worked hard on it. I worked hard on taking a break.
Yeah.
I did a lot of traveling last year.
Oh, yeah.
And by the time December rolled around, I was a mess.
Oh, my gosh. So I know the feeling.
I took a doctor-mandated break.
Oh, really?
Which is, pretty good.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice.
My feet were messed up.
Oh, no.
Yep. So I went to, this is good podcast content right here.
Oh, of course.
I went to a foot doctor, an optometrist. No, that's an eye doctor.
Yeah, an orthopedist.
An orthopedist who told me I had to stay off my feet. And do a bunch of things to fit. I have so many itises.
You had to watch movies and TV shows. You had to just stay off your
feet.
So
he says to me, is it going to be a problem for you to sit on the couch for a while and not move around much?
I mean,
favorite human being in the world. No, it is not.
Yeah.
So I watched a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. During the break.
So what you're telling me is that while my rest was not doctor ordered, it's like good for my feet or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was really doing it for my health. It was self-care when I wasn't
self-care is important.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. These are not good times.
No.
These are not good times.
No.
And self-care is important.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
And
taking care of yourself, checking out for a little bit.
Yep.
Make home your fortress.
Mm-hmm.
Like no bad news enters this home.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or, minimize it as much as possible. And what are you watching?
What am I watching?
What are you watching? So this is the first podcast of 2020. And so far, we're in the ninth day of the year here.
Yeah.
And 2020 is really making some moves on worst year in history. It's charging fast.
I mean, probably one of worst of our generation, right? Worst year of this generation.
It was there was a boxing match.
Yeah.
And 2020, you expected it to circle around a little bit in the first round, and it just went right for the other fighter.
Oh my God.
Just went right for him.
Yeah, 2020 is...
screw this feeling you out bit. I'm just going to try to win this right now. Worst year ever.
Yeah.
I'm going to lock this down in January.
Yeah, because I was going into it already thinking that there was going to be one particular really bad thing that was going to happen in 2020.
Uh-huh.
And I was just I know it's going to happen. It's a similar thing to the thing that happened in 2016. I was I think that 2020 will bring us that too. But it turns out, no, it has so much more to offer.
It really does.
In the way of a shitty situation.
So here's our commitment to you today.
Yeah.
Jesse and I have decided this is going to be your feel-good podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm drinking CBD juice right now.
She is stoned out of her mind.
So stoned.
So today we're gonna be talking about nothing but fun stuff.
Yeah.
Because I figure you get enough bad stuff. So what are you watching on TV?
What am I watching on TV? Well, I closed out the year with many shows. I watched Living With Yourself starring Paul Rudd.
Who doesn't love Paul Rudd?
I don't know. Who? Yeah.
Has he fucked up yet?
No.
God, thank God.
Yeah.
Here's praying that there is nothing in Paul Rudd's past.
Oh my gosh, I know. I think it's, I have a feeling. I have a feeling it's okay. Ugh.
I hope you're right.
Yeah. He helps children and stuff. Not that that's, we don't have to get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel good.
Good person.
Feel good.
Feel good. Living With Yourself was very good. It was very funny. It was kind of like a comedy version of Black Mirror. I enjoyed that. I think that we talked about The Politician before. Good Ryan Murphy show, better first half.
Yeah. You know, he keeps doing that, Ryan Murphy. He starts strong. And then he kind of like, it's like he gets bored. It's like he's bored and he's thinking about his next project or something.
Yeah. And then he gives it to the writers and then they finish it for him.
But it ended well.
Yeah. I know I'm forgetting things. We talked about things, right? Oh, Disney Plus launch.
Oh, you know,
oh,
I'm living in it.
I'm living in Disney Plus.
You know what I saw the other day?
What?
I saw Escape to Witch Mountain.
Oh, the old one, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think that they remade it last decade or something.
No, I saw the old one. All of those weird 70s Disney movies.
Yeah, I watched like the Cat from Outer Space.
The computer wore tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Shaggy Dog.
Mm-hmm.
All of that stuff is on there.
Yeah, That Darn Cat.
Yeah, like if you're ever feeling down, like...
That's what I like about Disney Plus is that there's no bummers on Disney Plus except for like maybe Old Yeller. But you know, like you log into HBO and it's just like... like everything is serious and dark
actually,
and you have to pay attention.
That's the sound that Jessie's TV makes
Chernobyl.
When she changes channels.
HBO has great shows, but like, oh my God, you have to be like, you know, like Big Little Lies. Like it's such a mood.
God, no.
And it's just like, it's like a homework. But Disney Plus is all like Escape from Witch Mountain, like Disney's Bears. It's just all good feelings.
I think we need a little bit of that right now.
Yeah, it's pure
escapism. Maybe more than a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm watching Letterkenny. Actually, I finished the last episode last night.
I haven't watched that one yet.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah. I'll cue it up.
It's funny as hell. It's on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
We're just gonna be pimping shows.
We're just pimping shows. I watched Dollface on Hulu. It's great millennial girl show with good writing and good clothes and
I haven't seen that. Am I gonna like that?
Scenes. You know, it makes fun of LA millennial women a lot. And so you might get a kick out of that if you know, like, L.A. culture.
All the people I know in L.A. are like, my age.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that...
As it should be, by the way.
I don't know that it's a Mike show, but it might be. I don't know.
All right.
You watch some other girl shows, right?
What's a girl... Is Dickinson a girl show?
I think so.
I saw one episode of that so far.
Yeah. Also, I don't mean to say, like, girl show. Like...
What's a girl... Like, okay, so what... Have you seen Little Women?
No. I don't think of that as like a girl movie, though. I think of that as like an everybody thing.
I'm going to go see that this weekend.
Yeah, I want to see it. It looks great. No, a girl show is like specifically like a TV show with like all female characters and I don't know.
Well, I mean,
yeah. A lowbrow comedy.
This is by design, right? I mean,
yeah.
People make shows to target specific audiences.
Yes.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with saying this is a girl show.
I know, I just don't mean gender normative.
Well, I get it. But, you know, I went to see 1917
mm-hmm.
last week. I can tell you that was a mostly male audience in that theater. And that was not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's like one woman in that movie. And you know it's a World War I battlefield movie. You know it's pretty much on the tin.
Yeah.
That this is going to be a very very male cast and a very very male movie.
Yeah.
It's a well told story.
Mm-hmm.
But you know I went by myself.
I've been having a lot. There's a lot. A lot of men's stories get told in movies.
Yeah, they really do.
Yeah. Where was I going with that? I don't know. Oh, yeah. Dollface on Hulu. Good. It's like a chick flick, but a television show.
You know, one of my favorite movies of last year was Booksmart.
I haven't seen it yet. I bought it upon your recommendation.
And you're going to love it when
you finally see it. That's why I bought it. Yeah, I just know.
I am very excited for the day that you come in here having watched it and not being able to stop talking about it, because I think that's going to happen.
Great. I'm looking forward to
that. I really like that. Olivia Wilde made that movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's the one that's married to Jason Sudeikis?
Sudeikis.
Yes.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
And I believe they have—
SNL boys are cleaning up.
He's a good looking man.
Yeah. Yeah. And who else? There's SNL couple. There's like a new one, isn't there? No, it's Bill Hader. Who's Bill Hader dating now?
Oh, I saw something about that.
He's dating somebody pretty.
He's not a good looking man.
Rachel Bilson? I think it's Rachel Bilson from the OC. Oh, yeah,
I think you're right. But you know what? His show's very good. Have you seen Barry?
No, not yet.
That's one of the HBO shows that's not a down. I mean, it can get pretty dark, but it's a comedy.
Yeah, I think maybe I've watched part of it. And it's still, yeah, it's a comedy, but it is still like a little bit more of like, there's bummer undertones to it. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I mean, he plays an assassin.
Yeah.
I'm not giving anything away here.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you've got somebody who's playing an assassin, there's a certain expectation that you're going to see some
Speaking of assassins, Mandalorian.
So good.
Baby Yoda.
The best.
I feel like Baby Yoda is really the only spoiler in the show, and it happens immediately.
I don't think Baby Yoda is a secret to anybody at this point.
No, it can't be.
I want Baby Yoda and Gritty to go on a feel-good tour of the United States.
What's Gritty?
The Flyers mascot. You know, the big...
Oh, that like blob fuzzy thing?
The orange blob.
Yeah, I never really looked into what that was.
Jesse.
What?
I mean, you're keeping so much happiness from yourself by not knowing what Gritty is.
Okay. I'll Google that when I get home.
Yeah. Yeah, you're cheating yourself out of some happiness.
Yeah, I don't want to be doing that. I need all the happiness I can get right now.
You gotta get on the Gritty bandwagon.
Yeah. Speaking of happiness, I saw two movies over Christmas.
What'd you see?
I saw Star Wars and I saw Cats.
All right. I also saw both of those movies.
Yeah.
So I am prepared to talk about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one do you want to start with?
I mean, I think we should give the people what they want. Yeah,
they want Cats, right? All right. So... First question.
Yeah.
How high were you when you saw it?
Not high enough. Only a little.
I think that's
only a little. And like, thank God I didn't take mushrooms, because I don't know if you've been reading the trip reviews of Cats.
Yeah.
But the guy who took mushrooms first, like, had a panic attack.
I totally buy that.
Yeah.
Wow. So first off, we went with a group because that's not the sort of thing you endure by yourself.
Uh-huh.
And the theater was actually fairly full, but you could tell that it was filled with other groups who all came like on a dare and were probably stoned out of their minds.
Yeah.
And everybody came to see the car wreck.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
I think I saw one person in the theater who looked like she was there for a serious Cats experience.
Uh-huh.
And she was not having fun because all of these jackasses were laughing at what was going on the screen.
Yeah. So
I felt a little bad for her.
So now for those of you who don't know what Cats is.
I still don't know what Cats is.
Yeah. I mean, Cats, it was a Broadway musical that debuted, in the 80s? And it got—
Based on T.S. Eliot poems.
And it became like the number one Broadway show of all time. It made so much money. It ran for so long. You know, when a Broadway musical gets very popular, you must assume like, oh, that is because it must be good in some way.
Meh.
But
sure.
Cats is to Broadway as like Donald Trump is to the White House.
Or,
in my eyes, like, it's one of those things where like it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why people like it. And it's shocking to me that so many people went to go see it.
Cats is to Broadway as Wolfgang Puck is to restaurants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just why?
Yeah.
How did that happen? Let this happen? And like, what is the, yeah.
Or the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah. So Cats is a story.
The Cheesecake Factory of Broadway.
Yeah. So no, maybe a lot of, maybe some people like yourself did go and see Cats and they came out of the theater thinking like, what was that? That was a really bad movie. They must have ruined Cats the musical.
No, I got the sense that Cats the musical was pretty bad too.
Yeah, it was pretty true to form.
The best summary of Cats, I think, was in that Kimmy Schmidt episode.
Oh, what did they say?
Oh, you haven't seen that?
I have, but I don't remember.
So they go to see Cats, and Titus just gets in a cat costume and goes on stage and starts saying lines, mm-hmm. and then afterwards they all go backstage and it turns out that that's how Cats works.
Yeah.
Anybody who shows up and dresses as a cat gets to be in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That is exactly what it is. So let's just go through the plot of Cats.
Yeah.
It starts out, this cat's in an alley and another cat's came out.
This is the quality content you
pay
for.
And they're basically like, we are Jellicles. The Jellicles have a certain way of doing things.
What the fuck is a Jellicle?
And this is what we do because we're Jellicles. They don't actually say what it is.
It's like a new kind of boba tea or something.
Yeah, and they keep on saying like, this is the Jellicle way. The Jellicle way is the Jellicle way.
But
like
the new matcha.
They don't explain what the way is or what the Jellicles do, just that they do things and that they have a particular way of doing them.
This is the way.
Yeah, this is the way.
This is the way.
And then you think, well, maybe they'll show us the way of the Jellicles by example.
You'd think.
Instead, every single Jellicle gets to introduce him or herself until the show is over.
That was exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, that was exhausting.
Yeah. Every single song is just a character singing about himself or herself. They say, oh, I'm a house cat, I eat bugs. Or they say like, oh, we are very mischievous and we rub our butts on plates. But then like you never see any of them again.
Right.
And then at the end, Judi Dench sends a cat up into the sky.
There's a scene where Judi Dench lifts up her leg and licks it.
Yeah.
Dressed as a cat.
It's...
And the Ian McKellen scene where he's lapping milk. Yeah. I'm going to have nightmares about that at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know if you saw the version that was the corrected version or the mistake version?
Erica went and she swears. So one of the things that they supposedly fixed was that in the uncorrected version, you could see Judi Dench's wedding ring.
Mm-hmm.
I think that happened like a couple of weeks before we saw it, mm-hmm. that they sent out the patch.
Yeah.
And Erica swears that she saw the wedding ring. Apparently she knew what scene to look for it in.
Yeah, I saw it a million times. I did not have the patch version.
What do you mean you saw it a million times?
Like the ring pops on and off her finger throughout the whole movie.
You know, if I'm a theater owner, mm-hmm. so I'm imagining I'm a theater owner. I'm stuck with this dud. And all of a sudden they send me a patch for this dud. Like, how inclined am I to run that patch?
Not at all.
Exactly. Like, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for sending the patch.
Plus,
I'm going to get
right on
this.
You know what people are there for anyway. They're there for the hate watch.
Right.
They give the people what they want. And yeah, that movie had a lot of problems. There is also like this whole thing that I don't even think was addressed in the patch, which is that originally, like when all the trailers were coming out, everybody had like the full cat fur situation on their bodies.
Uh-huh.
And then it was freaking people out. And so like they scaled back the cat hair a little bit on people's like hands and faces. But
let me tell you, it didn't help.
It didn't help. And B, like the actors had a little bit of stage makeup on for when they were acting because their stage makeup was going to get covered in CG fur.
Uh-huh.
Instead, they just ended up having blotchy stage makeup paint all over their faces.
No part of this movie was good.
It was just terrible. Cats.
No part of it.
No, yeah. It wasn't even that great of a hate watch. Like, it was just, I don't know, distracting for 2 hours.
It's this generation's Showgirls.
I would much rather watch Showgirls.
Same.
Yeah.
I mean, you get like,
Showgirls makes more sense to me.
I mean, you get a nude Idris Elba, although covered in cat fur.
Oh, yeah.
They shaved his bulge down. It's like a Ken doll.
Yeah.
I didn't want that visual.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to give me like a full Idris Elba, give me the full Idris Elba.
Yeah. And if you're going to have tap dancing cockroaches in one scene in the beginning and you're never going to bring it back. Cats.
If you introduce a tap dancing cockroach in act one.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
It's got to do something in act three.
Yeah. The famous quote.
Yeah. I can't believe I saw that.
Why did you see it?
Same reason you saw it. It's the hate watch.
Yeah. Now, Star Wars was the other movie that we both saw.
Yeah.
What did you think?
Yeah, it's so complicated.
Don't water down your opinion. What do you think?
I hated it.
Okay. Why did you hate it? I loved it.
I hated it because J.J. Abrams sucks.
Okay. Did you hate his other Star Wars movie?
The first one?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No, the first one was fine.
But he sucks this time.
It wasn't direct. It was directed by Reddit.
Okay.
I mean, the second one was my favorite.
The Ryan Johnson one
was my favorite. And I watched it a couple of days after this one again, just to make sure. And there was so much Rose in the second movie.
Uh-huh.
She was a main character in the second movie and an interesting main character.
Yeah, she was like the main character of the B plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was a really good character.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, and you know, the incels on Reddit lost their fucking mind about that.
Mm-hmm.
And she was removed from the third movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has like a couple scenes, a couple tiny little scenes. But I mean, there's one scene in particular where, you know, they're headed off, you know, to adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Rose, come with us. She's like, nah, I got homework.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a slap in the face.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the whole, like, oh, she's actually a Palpatine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how? Like, did he bone somebody at some point? Because that's
so.
Not, I mean, honestly, I'd rather sit through Cats than have that image in my head.
Okay. So.
All right, let's go.
Let's go. Rose, I am horrible for saying this. I didn't like Rose in the second movie.
All right.
But I also felt like it was okay for it not to be about her in this one because, like, as you keep introducing side characters, you can't keep letting their roles expand in all in one final movie. I don't know. I felt like it was fine. Like, she got her big moment in the second movie, and she's probably going to get her own series or movie after this.
I felt like I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it.
Yeah.
But there, it's like a matter of degrees. Like, there's a difference between, like, you know, we're gonna cool your screen time down a bit from the second one.
Yeah.
To you're gonna be almost invisible.
Yeah.
In the third one,
I get that.
And I saw like some. I read something online about how, you know, she was on screen for like, I'm making these numbers up now, like 37 minutes in the second movie and like 45 seconds in the third movie.
Yeah.
That's a big drop.
That's a huge drop.
And, you know, if I'm a filmmaker worth my salt making this movie, I'm seeing that hate towards that character.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what, motherfuckers? She's got the force now. She's going to be in like, she's like a 2-hour movie about her. Fuck off.
Yeah. So that's fine. I just like, I don't Reddit hate Rose. I personally had dumb nitpicky things with her character in the second movie, which I loved. I loved all of the movies.
And Finn was pretty much sidelined as well.
But wasn't Poe sidelined a little bit in the last movie? I don't know. He had that whole conflict with what's her name.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I am remembering. Okay. Yeah. I guess just like Rose should have just been hanging out with Finn and Poe.
Right. And then, you know, J.J. Abrams says shit like, well, you know, there wasn't there wasn't anything for Rose to do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're writing the script, jackass.
Yeah, you can figure something out.
You know, you can write things for her to do.
Yeah.
If you want her to do things.
Yeah, they were able to write, like, what's her name? Felicity, Carrie Russell into this. Was that in this movie or was that Mandalorian? I'm getting everything mixed up.
No, that was in this movie. Yeah Carrie Russell.
Yeah. Well, like.
And they had that Hobbit dude. What's his name? The Hobbit from Lost.
I didn't see
Lost. He was in this movie. Uh-huh. And it turned out that the reason he was in this movie is because he's buddies with J.J. Abrams and J.J. Abrams lost a bet or something.
Oh, my God. Magnetism is crazy.
The bet was, you know, if I win, I get to be in the next Star Wars.
Oh my God.
So don't tell me there was nothing for Rose to do.
Yeah, yeah. That's
bullshit.
That's bullshit. Now, the Palpatine thing, I'm fine with that. Like, because whatever. I mean, how did Anakin happen? Oh.
Who the hell? Like, yeah. Midichlorians.
Yeah. So I'm just going to say, like, midichlorians.
Midichlorians.
It's fine. And I also, like, rewatched Force Awakens and Last Jedi after I saw the new movie. Because I know that people were just like, oh, they undid the second movie's thing. But, like, the entire time in both movies, they're just like, Rey's parents flashback. Who could they be? They're right. Nobody, but who are they? And so, like, it had to be somebody. I feel like it would have been weird if they would have, like, built that up so much in the first two and then just, like, never addressed it again.
You know, so I think the big problem here is if you're going to do a trilogy of movies and you're going to be switching directors between movies.
Like figure out the unified vision
right,
first.
Right. Yeah. At least sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
And have like here's point A.
Yeah.
Here's point B.
Interpolate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Be an auteur of your own movie, but do not lose sight of these threads.
Yeah. They should have figured that out. First.
Right.
But I do feel like given the trilogy, it makes more sense for the three movies for Rey to have weird parentage, like interesting parentage.
Yeah, I didn't mind that much. I mean, okay, so, you know, I walked out of there excited. I didn't hate the movie. Mm-hmm. I was angry at some of the decisions that J.J. Abrams made. Mm-hmm. But I have been following these characters since I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
10 years old.
Yeah.
So it's hard for me to have an objective view.
Yeah.
Of what's happening because it's just not.
Yeah.
Like.
Do you end Star Wars? Yeah.
When Chewbacca got his medal at the end of this movie, I cried a little bit.
Okay.
Because that it was like that was taking care of like a 40-year-old wound. But at the same time, like weeks later, I'm like, that was so cheesy. Oh my God. It was a cheesy move.
Yeah.
But at the time, as a fan who was like all wrapped up in these characters' lives, I was like, finally justice for Chewbacca.
Yeah.
It's really hard to look at these movies objectively.
Yeah. And what's interesting is that I keep on seeing, like, because it got really bad reviews. And I was really confused because I thought opening night, like, earlier that day, I started seeing that the reviews for it were terrible.
Uh-huh.
And people were comparing it to Phantom Menace.
No.
And it was just like, how is that possible? And then I went to it and then I loved it. And it was just like, what are all these people saying? And it's interesting because all the reviews that I've been reading, especially the ones that criticize it for how much fan service it did, like their criticisms are like half too much fan service and then half like, and they didn't have the Force Ghost at the end and they should have. It's like.
What are the rules about Force Ghosts? Like who gets to be a Force Ghost? Because I was really confused by that.
I don't know the Jedi Knights. And it's just like, because I don't know if you noticed, but like, towards the end, like there's in the credits, like Hayden Christensen is in there and like all of the people who would have been Force Ghosts.
Uh-huh.
And so the rumor is that they did originally have a Force Ghost scene at the end of it with like all of the different Jedis that we've come to know and love.
Yeah, I mean, that wouldn't have shocked me.
That wouldn't have shocked me. And they didn't do it. And people are mad about it. But then people are also mad about Chewbacca getting a medal because it's fan. And it's just like, you can, I don't know.
You know, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah.
And I remain a fan.
Yeah.
I have quibbles. It was not the Phantom Menace.
No.
No.
No, it was so, like, it's a good movie. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
I wish J.J. Abrams was a braver human being.
Yeah, he also got pulled into it late, right?
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't planning on having to do this movie. Yeah. So, I mean, who knows?
But at the same time, it's like at this point, like, what do you expect out of J.J. Abrams? He's a franchise caretaker.
Mm-hmm.
He makes movies that build franchises that people want to see.
Yeah.
He's not a risk taker.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to make, like, he's like working from spreadsheets about how much this movie is expected to gross
mm-hmm.
and how much merchandise is expected to, like, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
He's no Ryan Johnson.
Ryan
Did you
Johnson.
See Knives Out?
No, not yet. It looks great. I've heard it's great. I know that sweater that what's his face wore in it is like sold out everywhere now.
The ratty sweater?
I don't know.
Where do you buy a ratty sweater?
I don't know.
I mean,
this is all I know is the sweater. One of the sweaters.
Sweater is prominently featured.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I was watching it and I mean, I was totally immersed in the story because it's a good story and it's well told. And at the same time, I was like, what the fuck is up with that sweater? Like, the sweater was a character.
Okay.
It's really good.
All right. Yeah, no, I want to see it. I'll probably end up renting it because that's easier for me.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, just see it at some point.
Yeah.
However you choose to see it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I have a hard time going to theaters.
Yeah.
I need the reclining chairs. I need, like, so many extra snacks. It's just, like, I have a lot of requirements.
You know, I'm so spoiled. The only place I like going to see theaters anymore or going to see movies anymore is the Alamo.
Yeah, same. Same. But I never make it all because it's in the Mission and you have to cross market.
It's far from
and
you.
Like, yeah.
Far-ish.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like, I got a big TV at home.
Exactly.
And I like my couch and I can pause.
And your couch is doctor approved, right?
Yes. And I can pause when I need to pee. Which
oh my
is
gosh, I know.
The best.
Yeah. So that's our TV and movies roundup of 2019.
That's amazing. Like, is that it? What
I
else
don't
did
know.
You? What else did you see?
What else did I? No, I don't know that I saw anything else. Did I watch anything else? Probably. Who's to say?
So let's say that something shocking happens
mm-hmm.
and we actually get to experience all of 2020.
Yeah. All the way to the end?
All the way to the end. We make it to the end.
Yeah.
Like, through, I don't know, hook or by crook, we somehow make it all 366 days.
We survived the bunker.
Oh my God, it's a fucking leap year, by the
way.
We
make it to Canada.
Yeah.
I know, it's a leap year. It's horrible.
Fuck you. Fuck you for that extra day. God damn it. So let's say we make it all the way to the end. What are you hoping to do this year? Like, what's your plan? Did you make any plans?
Did I make any plans? I mean, I don't know. I'm still planning my conference because I assume that we're going to make it to June.
I think we might make it to June.
I feel like we might make it to June. I don't think I don't know that I'm going to make it to my next birthday.
Well, when's your birthday?
It's November.
Oh, no, I'm not taking that bet.
Yeah. I know.
But June, what? So your conference is in June?
Yeah.
For people who haven't been paying attention, this is the Layers Conference.
It's the Layers Conference.
And how many times have you done it?
I've done 5, so this is going to be number 6.
Number 6.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember when it was a baby conference.
I know.
And it's where?
In San Jose.
During?
During WWDC. I don't know what week it is going to be yet.
Okay. When do you find out, by the way? Aren't they, like, notoriously late in announcing that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun for you.
So I don't find out until much later. So I just start blindly planning a conference with no dates attached.
How do you get people to speak when they don't know exactly when?
When I started it, I was only pulling speakers like basically who would have been attending WWDC anyway. Oh,
that makes sense.
And so they would know that they'd be available because they worked at like mat companies and stuff. Right. And so that was easy. Now it's not so easy. And I basically ask people to like block off like 2 to 3 weeks that I think that the date will fall in. And they let me know if they have any like blackout dates in that time. And so then like the second I find out, I just try and lock everybody in. But I usually try and hit people up before I know the date.
Have you ever had to swap somebody out because of a schedule issue?
Only once.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Huh. Okay. Do you do themes?
No, I don't like themes. Themes are very limiting.
No, nobody ever pays attention to it. They just add a slide to their deck.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you have any, like, when can you start? When can we start pimping this thing? Because we should be sending a ton of people to your conference.
We should be sending a ton of people to a conference. At some point this month, I'm going to get like a bunch, like the last 2 years of our video recordings back for all the talks. So I'll probably be putting those up soon and then I can really pimp it. But I don't know. Save your June.
Save your June.
Lock it off. Save your June and save your $850 of ticket money.
And I hope I'm not speaking out of turn here.
Go for it.
But you do have like tickets set aside for students and stuff.
Oh, we have a ton of scholarships available. Yes. And that is not just for students. That is for anybody who might otherwise like not be able to make it due to the ticket price, which $850 is a lot if you're paying for it yourself, if like you don't have a boss who's willing to cover it. So yeah, that will be available to anybody who wants to apply.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking more about the Layers Conference as you shore things up.
Yeah. You and I can try and figure out maybe not the theme, but like what's important to talk about at a design conference these days.
Happy to.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's it.
All right.
I'm going to go watch TV now. What about you?
Oh, that sounds great. I'm going to go to Chinatown because it's right next to your office.
It is.
And then I'm going to go watch TV.
That sounds like a fantastic end to today.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody for joining us.
Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Mike, for this nice podcasting room and for accommodating my schedule this week.
Of course. And thank you, Jesse, for coming all the way up here to North Beach. And recording with me.
It's the best neighborhood in San Francisco.
It really is, but don't move here.
No. All right.
And thanks to all our listeners. And if you want to be a $5 fan, you can subscribe at, I don't know, go to Patreon and look up Let's Make Mistakes.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Give us $5.
All right.
We'll read your name.
Thanks, everybody.
All right. Bye.
Bye.